Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Tes Vav, mitzvah 115. We start Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Vayikra. There are almost 250 mitzvahs in Sefer Vayikra. It is the largest of the three. It's almost double of what we've done already. It's more than double than what we've done already. But that's Sefer Vayikra. It's huge. Not all of them are about karbanos. Only the first couple of parshias are mostly karbanos. After that, it's all various miscellaneous mitzvahs. Achremos, Kedoshim, Emor, all about the Moadim. There are many, many mitzvahs in Kedoshim that we, Be'ezrat Hashem, will have a chance to discuss each and every one. In Parshas Vayikra, which is the first on our list, there are 16 mitzvahs. As the Chinuch starts off, Yeshba Achas Esrei Mitzvahs Asei, V'chamesh Mitzvahs Lo Sasei, 11 mitzvahs Asei, and five Lo Saseis, all generally having to do with Karbanos. So just by way of introduction, the Gemara in Megillah tells us, in Daf Lamed Aleph and Mabez, we discussed some of these ideas in the past, but it's the first one on Karbanos, so this is what we start with. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how does one, the Gemara there is talking about Avram Avinu, talking about his conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bris Ben Abisarim. Avraham Avinu wants to know, Bama Eda Ki Roshana, how do I know that the promise will last forever, that Am Yisrael will always have their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Hashem says, don't worry about it. Even if they sin, they'll bring karbanos. Rabbanu Shalom, Bama Eda, Amar Li, Kachali Egla Mushaleshes V'chulu. That's the symbol of the animals taken during the Bris Ben Abisarim. Amar Lefanev, Shez Avraham, Rabbanu Shalom, Teinach, Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That's fine when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Bizman She Ain't Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Mate Aleim, what about Bizman HaGolus, if there is no Beis HaMikdash? So how would Bnei Yisrael survive? What's their connection? Amar Lo, Kfar Tikanti Lohem, Seder Karbanes. I was misakin for them, say their karbanos. Kol zman shekoren bohen, ma'ala ani alein, kilu makrivan lefanai karban, u'mochal ani yakol avodoseihem. If you don't have karbanos, recite karbanos. Learn karbanos. Delve into karbanos. Even though all mitzvos have an idea that if you can't be mekayim it, then we learn it, and it's a partial kiyum, but there's a special idea when it comes to karbanos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if we're osing it, it's as if we brought it. That is why some point out that there is a Talmud Bavli on Seder Kachim, even though there is no Talmud Bavli on Taurus or Zerayim, because all three were not Lamaisa in Bavel, Zerayim, Kachim, and Taurus, but they felt that learning and being osig in Kachim was halacha lemaisa, and that's why we were zocha to have a Talmud Bavli just on that. So that's the Gemara Megillah. It's the privilege that we have of being osig in all of these. In all these mitzvahs. The Torah Tamim on last week's parsha, we mentioned this in a mitzvah shir, says there's a uniqueness also to our day and age, and maybe it has something specific to do to the first carbon that we're going to discuss. Remember last week's parsha, we had Yoledes, the carbon Yoledes, and a Yoledes has to bring a chatas and an ola. So the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, V'im lo timsa yada deiseh, v'lakach shtei sorim, v'shtei b'nei yona, echad lo ola ve'elecha lechatas. She's not so rich, doesn't have enough money, she brings two birds, one for an ola, one for a chatas. The Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadik says, ola before chatas, whenever you have to these two karbanos together, you always bring the chatas before the ola. The chatas, as we will learn, wipes out an averus, it's bala chaper, and an ola, it's mechaper for certain averus, as we'll talk about in a couple of minutes, but really an ola is a present to Hashem, so really the chatas should go before the ola. Says the Gemara in Zvachim, Rashi quotes it, lohikdima hakasav ela lemikra. You're right, the chatas is brought before the ola, even by Yoledes. Why does the Torah write it first? Lemikra, for reading it. What does that mean? Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Tzadik gets on Rashi. What does that mean? Of course you read it first. Because the Torah says Ola first, so you read it first. But what's the purpose of it? So the Cheshek Shlomo in the back of in the back of that Gemara, in Zvachim Daf Tzadik, and the Torah Tamima right here has the same exact idea. Mikra means at a time period in history when all you have is Mikra'ah. All you have is reading it. In when you're going to actually bring the karbanos, the chatas goes before the ola. But nowadays, where we can't bring the karbanos, we're just reciting it and learning it, so then the ola goes before the chatas. Why? Because an ola we could do perfectly today. An ola is totally burned on the mizbeach, so when we learn it, it's as if Hashem considers it as if we brought it ola. By chatas, as well as most other karbanos, some of it is eaten. Some of it is eaten, chatos is eaten by the Kohanim, part of them, and other carbonates are eaten by the Bailim. But that we can't do fully today. Hashem can say it's as if, but a Kohen can't say it's as if. He doesn't have that power. So that's why a chatos is really secondary today. We can't do it in its full way, and that's why Ola comes before chatos. But that's the uniqueness that we have today, especially today's mitzvah, which is the Maisa Ha'ola. If we focus on it, so then it is as if we brought it. There's a very famous machlokas at the beginning of Vayikra. We're going to have a couple of general points today related to the mitzvahs in general in Sefer Vayikra, and that is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban quotes this machlokas in Perek Aleph Pasuk Tes. He quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, talking about the purpose of karbanos in general. Purpose of karbanos. So everyone agrees that the purpose of karbanos is not really to give a present to Hashem. Hashem doesn't need our karbanos. He doesn't change. He is unchanging. And that's not the purpose. But what is the purpose? So the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, the reason is because all the other religions worship through sacrifices, and therefore Hashem knows that there are sacrifices out there that we might have a pull and an urge to bring a sacrifice. So you know what? Bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kitama karbanos ba'avur shahamitzriyim v'hakazdim asher hoyu Yisrael garim b'toshavim v'artzom me'olam hoyu ovdim l'bakar v'tzon. They worship bakar v'tzon. Ki ha-mitzriyim ovlim l'tzleh v'hakazdim ovdim l'shedim. They all worship the animals. Ba'avur kain. So Hashem says, you think you worship these animals? We're going to take it and bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to be mock of it. He's the real God. But it's all about prevention of Avodah Zarah. Says the Ramban, Hine Heim Divrei Havai. I don't agree with this. Yerapu Shever, Gadol V'Akushi Rabal Nikla. It's terrible. What an idea. All right, what's the biggest raya? What does it mean? Reich Nicholach Lashem. Right, that wouldn't use that phrase. It was just prevention from avodah zarah. V'gam kelefish tu sam shal mitzriim lo tesrava machlasam bazeh. He says, also, what about all the avos and before the avos, Adam and Noach? There was no avodah zarah there. What would they bring in karbanos for? There has to be something more positive, says the Ramban, related to karbanos, and that's where the Ramban says, Noach b'teisum and atevim shloshes banav ein ba'olam kastiu mitzri hikrif karban vayitav v'ni Hashem vayorach Hashem ezriach anichoach and hevel, and there was no shemitz of avodah zarah yet. It can't be what the Rambam says. V'chalila shelo yehei bahem shum to'elis v'ratzon rak shololis la'avodis gilili midas ha'shotim. No! He says, what's the purpose of karbanos? And Rabbeinu Bachai expands on this as well, the same idea, that a person sins in three areas: Maisa, Machshava, and Dibur. And he requires a model right in front of him, a tangible item that could crystallize to each and every one of us that we did an Aveira, and we need tshuva, and we need tshuva, and something is being a substitute for us to get punished. Tziva Hashem, ki kasher yechta v'yavi karban, yismoch yado l'kerag ha'maisa. We'll talk more about this in the Minchas Chinuch. When a person puts his hands and does smicha on the karban, that's keneged ha'maisa. V'yisvad b'fev, and he says, v'idu, he confesses, keneged ha'dibur. V'yisro pa'esh, then it's burned, the insides are burned, that's keneged ha'machshava, it's the insides that came up with the thought. V'yisro kadam, and we sprinkle the blood, keneged damo b'nafsho, kedei sheyachshov adam ba'asoso kol eila, ki chata l'ilaka b'guf b'nafsho. So we think that we ourselves sinned. For roilo shi shavich damo, our blood should be spilled. We should really be punished. We sinned to Hashem. Lule chesed abori shalakach mimenu tmura, but Hashem in his chesed took a substitute. V'kiper hakoin akarban hazeh, shi damo tachas damo, nefesh tachas nefesh. Every aver. Then he quotes the Medrash, which was brought in Parshas Vayera. Rashi quotes it at the end by the Yakeda. Every avoda that Avram Avinu did with the ayil, he says the blood should be like Yitzchak's blood, and this should be like Yitzchak's, and this should be like Yitzchak's. It's all parallel to our own life. That is what we're supposed to feel like when we bring a karban, something more positive. The Rambam and the Ramban, a very strong machlokas. If you look in the Meshech Chachma, the Meshech Chachma likes to play Aaron HaKohen here. The Meshech Chachma in his Hakdama to Vayikra, he says, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Both the Rambam and the Ramban play a role. Why? Because there are two different places where you can bring karbanos, says the Meshech Chachma. You could bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, slash Mishkan. That's the ultimate place of bringing karbanos. But you could also bring it on a bama, on a private altar, different types of private altars, but a private altar bamas. The last parak of Maseches Vachem talks all about the different types of bamas and the differences in halacha between bama and Beis HaMikdash and Mizbeach. Suggests the Meshech Chachma. The Rambam, when he says it's Tekander Avodah Zarah, that's the bama type. If you're all the way in the middle of nowhere, you're not in the Beis HaMikdash. You're doing it in your own backyard, that's where the time of karbanos can be prevention of avodah zara. Masha'enkein in Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash, that's nothing to do with avodah zara. That's positive, and that is what the Ramban says, that it's all a message for us. And that's even what he says, the Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Chav Beis tells us, Hanoder ki'ilu banabama. If somebody makes a neder, it's not a good thing. Chazal assume even if one makes a neder and fulfills it, still not a good thing. It's best not to have made the neder in the first place. But the Gemara has the comparison of it, Hanoder ki'ilu banabama. If somebody makes a neder, as if they built a bama. Why? What's the connection between a neder and a bama? Says the Meshech Chachma beautifully. A bama is all about ligdor atzmo me'avodah zarah. It's all to put up a fence for me, to stop me from violating. That's what a neder is, to put up extra guards for me. It's exactly the same idea. Avo bismancha beis hamikdash kayam. But when we have a beis hamikdash, who osa rasha? But resha b'mashe goder atzmo me'avodah zarah b'hadabon abama. But if you have a beis hamikdash, what are you building a bama for, to counter avodah zarah in your backyard? Go to the beis hamikdash. Halo Hashem behechal katsho v'yachol lahakrib b'migdash. You can go to the base of Migdash. Kein ha-noder, so to a-noder, somebody makes a neder, is inappropriate, because just look at the positive. And then he even adds, this might explain why some Rishonim who hold that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not forever, lo kitshal asalavo, still bamos are usher to be makriv. Why? He quotes, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and in Yuma that Chazal, the Anshei Kedushas HaGedolah, got rid of the Avodah Zarah for the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. So nowadays, post-Beis HaMikdash, there's no more Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. That's what we can't understand, why it is that people used to bow down to trees and to rocks and really believe that. We can't fathom it, because the Yetzer Hara for that is not here anymore. So if that's not here, so then of course, Bamas are Aser, because the whole purpose of Bama is to counter Avodah Zarah. But if we don't have that anymore, then for sure, it is going to be a problem. That's the Deya in Maseches Megillah on Daf Yud, that even if you say the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael did not last, still, Bamos, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Mizbeach did not last, Bamos are going to be Aser. So this is all by way of introduction in terms of all Karbanos. One final word, and then we get into this mitzvah, and that is the Chafetz Chaim. I mentioned this a number of times whenever we start a new Masechta in Kachim, but it's a very important Ha'ara that he has. The Chafetz Chaim has 12 Prakim, in a mimer called Mimer Torah Or. It's printed at the beginning of Asifas Kanim, which the Chavetz Chaim put together a number of the Achronim on all of Seder Kachim. It's one volume. It's also printed separately. But it's all about Tzipisa Yeshua, looking forward to Mashiach, and learning Seder Kachim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, there are some people out there that say, you know what? When Mashiach comes, I'll start learning Kachim. I have enough to learn now. It's not Lamaisa. What do I need to learn it for? I'll ask Eliyahu Navi. I'll ask them when Mashiach comes. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you don't understand. We say many times, it came up even on today's daf, Teku, Tishbi Atareitz, Kushyos Va'abayos. What does that mean? Eliyahu Navi, Tishbi is going to answer up all of our questions, all of our doubts. It doesn't say that Eliyahu Navi is going to open up a Rambam and show us what the halacha is. He's only going to tell us what we can't figure out ourselves. All the Tekus in the Gemara, he's going to answer for us. But Mefurish Halacha, Mefurish Psukim, we don't even know Psukim so well in Parshas Vayikra and Tzav and Shmini. But Psukim, for sure, he's not going to tell us. Amna Madavar Kenu, Shekol Cheke Yasveka, Shispar Lono Ede Elio. Aval Advar Mapshutim Hamuvu Arim Bepasik, Ube Biu Ranch, Al Torah Shval Peh? That for sure, Anu Tzrichim Batzmeinu Ladas, Kefisha Yichol Tenu. Halo Elio, Lo Yavu Lul Modem Kol Echad Vecha Dvarim Shay Yochol Ladas Baatzmo. Elio, now he's going to be spending time teaching us the basics, the ABCs of Karmen Ola and Chathos and Shlamim. No! After you do the basics, we're going to have to go and ask him the questions that we have left. But we're not going to be able to ask him the Dvarim Shutim. And therefore, it behooves us, and this is our chance, Baruch Hashem, to at least touch on a little bit of Karbanos, 20 minutes a day related to each mitzvah of Parshas and Sefer Vayikra. We're going to talk a little bit now about Ola, but we should always know that there's a lot more here that we don't get to talk about. We're just touching the tip of the iceberg. And we have to study Seder Kachim just as well as we have to study all the other parts of the Torah. So with that introduction, we get into Vayikra. And Vayikra, as I mentioned, has 16 mitzvahs. The first one is the mitzvah of Maisa Ha'ola. The mitzvah of the Karban Ha'ola, the Torah starts off in Vayikra. 5 Karbanos are discussed. Within those 5, there are breakdowns, but 5 karbanos are discussed in the first 5 prakim of Sefer Vayikra. The first one is Ola. Lasos Ola Kamishpata, to do an Ola as It says, Shenemar, Ola Karbano v'chul, Kamosha Katsuba Parsha. Ola is the only carbon that is totally burned to the Mizbeach. Everything is burned on the Mizbeach except for the skin, which goes to the Kohanim. That is a carbon Ola. Ola Tamima. That's what it's called. Ola Kula Kalil. The Rambam and the Chinuch following him have two mitzvahs of Ola. They have the Maisa Ola, and they have the not just Ola, in general. Let's just say it in general, and then we'll get to specifically Ola. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs do you count for each karban? The Rambam counts two mitzvahs. One, the person bringing the karban, and one, the Kohanim doing the karban, and doing the avoda of the karban. The Rambam counts two different ones, for chatas, and two different ones for asham. Ola, he only counts one, because there's never a chiyuv for a yachad to bring an Ola. That's why I misspoke before. That's why I'm saying it this way. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? And Shorash Yud Bei, he says, why should you count two? It's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah of Ola. Inherent in the chiyuv to bring the karban chatas is the mitzvah to do the karban chatas. So it's included in the same mitzvah. You don't have to count it as two. What's the bir hamachlokas? Say the achronim, the mitzvah samelach, and others. According to the Rambam, who counts two, maybe because there's two separate ideas. What the Bialim have to do, and what the Kohen has to do. The Bialim sinned, and therefore they have to bring the karban. The Kohanim have to do the work of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban says it's all one. Why? Because maybe the whole chiv is on the Bialim. It's just that the Bialim, if they're not Kohanim, cannot continue doing the avod in the Mikdash, so the Kohanim do it on their behalf. But it doesn't mean that it's a separate idea. So that is a major machlokas that comes up by the karbanas yachid that are chova, that are obligatory, as we'll get to each one when it comes to chatas and asham. But here we talk about Ola, which even the Rambam counts as one, because there is never a private chiyuv, a yachid chiyuv for a karban Ola. If you look in Os Alva of the Minchas Chinuch says, included in this mitzvah are all the Olas though. Yesh Ola Shebon B'Neder B'Nedava. There are some Olas that are brought up in Neder U'B'Nedava, voluntary. V'yesh Ola Schova, and there's some Ola Schova, which we'll talk about later in the Torah, which are not private, they're public. The Karban Tamid, for example, is an Ola Schova. V'yesh Ola Sibur, V'kol Echad Yivuar B'Mkomo, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll talk about each one in the future. And here, the Minchas Chinuch, as you'll see, has a couple of pages related to Olas that are Neder and Nedava. Let's continue though the Chinuch, and then we'll do as much of the Minchas Chinuch as we can. Midini HaMitzvah in the Chinuch. Masha Amr Zechron Lavracha B'maisa Ola Shaisanasis Kain. What happens by the Ola? Shochten is the Behemah Bazara. We shech the Behemah in the Azara. He's not so specific. Really, it means the north side of the Azara. Ol Kadshe Kadshim. That means Ola and Asham. And some other karbanis, but generally Ola and Chatas and Asham, all of those are Kachi Kachim. They have to be shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach. Vashchita Ksheira Afilu Bezarim. Shchita is the only one of the four avodos that can be done with Zarim, with non-Kahanim. We know there are four avodos of every karban animal. Shchita, Kabbalah, Holachas Rika. Shchita, we shech the animal. Kabbalah, we catch the blood of the animal straight from the neck of the animal into a bazach, into a cup. Then we have Holachas Adam. We walk the blood over to the Mizbeach. And then we have Zrikas Adam. We sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. Every carbon has different halachas about where the zrikas have to be done, how many have to be done. Every detail, though, has symbolism and messages for us. So, only the first one could be done by a zar. Shchitas ksher bizar by a non-kohen. But the others can be done must be done by a kohen. How could a zar be in the north side of the azara? So it is true that the first 11 amost on the east side of the azara, a zar is allowed to be in. So there are some shittas of the Tanaim that the north of the Mizbeach, where Karchi Karchi had to be shechted, could be the northeast side of the Mizbeach, which is in the first 11 amost. So you could shecht it there. Otherwise, it's hard to figure out how a zar could shecht an ola if it has to be directly due north of the Mizbeach, unless he has something like a very long knife. But we're not going to get into that now. Vashchita ksher afilu bazar. Umi kabbalah sana ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. After that, one needs a kohen. V'zorek ha-kohen adam u'mafshir also u'minatchei barim shleimim. And a kohen does the zrikas adam, and after that, he skins the animal. Like I said, the skin goes to the kohen, and he cuts it up to whole limbs. To be burned on the Mizbeach, not tiny limbs, the Gemara says, nice sized pieces, dechsiv, lin sacheha, upirshu, zechanim lavracha, velon esachel, and esachel, not tiny pieces. Ukishim en nasech, meister gid anashim en ayarech, the chinuch adds in another part of the Ola that is not burned is the Gid Hanoshe. The Minchas Chinuch later on in Oschaf Gimel says that it's removed only when the Ola is already on top of the Mizbeach. It's not removed below. It's not covedik to remove it below. You bring the whole animal, all the parts of it up on the mizbeach, and right before you burn it, you take out the gedanasha. Umatir, kol nesachim al gabi mizbeach, and all the nesachim are burnt on the mizbeach. And then it quotes about the tzemer and the seyar and other things that are not usually burned, bones and gidim and karnayim and the horns and the hoofs, if they're connected to the other parts of the limbs and the meat and the fats, they are burnt along with it. And he talks about how else are things cut up and washed and how many people carry up the ola. That is all discussed in Zvachim and Maseches Tamid and elsewhere. Finish to the end. This mitzvah of carbon ola applies to the male kahanim because they're involved in the avoda only in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. The kohen does not do the avoda. He takes an ola and he does a different avoda to the ola. He is mevatel this mitzvah. That, in a nutshell, is carbon ola. The Menachas Chenuch, just to mention two or three highlights. The Menachas Chenuch here, because it's the first of the karbanos, he goes through each one of the avodos. But even before that, he says in the second paragraph, in Os Aleph still, Hinei anodir anodiv ole yachol anadir mikol min behema. So he brings an ola, he can bring it from any type of animal, as long as it is male. Olos, karbanos ola have to be male. V'davka zacharim v'timimim below mum. And when can you bring a karban ola? V'tekef miyom shmini v'shmini b'chla mutar lakrivim. From day 8. From day 8 and on, as the pasuk says later on in Emor, or miyom hashmini v'hala, yiratzal v'karban isha l'Hashem. The Mishnah he quotes in Maseches Para says that by karban tzibor l'chadchila, we should wait till 30 days. But private karbanos you could do from day 8. He quotes a Rambam that says maybe by all karbanos you should wait till 30 days, but the Kesef Mishnah wonders that that's not true. Really, it seems like by other karbanos, day 8 is fine. In Os, the end of Os Beis, the Menachas Chenuch points out all Jews can bring karbanos, except a mumar, except a heretic, but also non-Jews can bring karbanos. Non-Jews are allowed to bring karbanos, but which kind of karbanos? Only Ola. Ola is the only karban that we will accept from non-Jews. Why is that? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasik Dalid, because this reflects their Hashkafas HaOlam. When it comes to Jews, we think there could be an interface and an interplay between Kadosh and Chol, between Guf and Neshama. But other nations assume that no, it has to be a disconnect. If you want to be a holy person, you can't get married, you can't talk, you can't eat, you can't do anything. And that's why the only carbon that reflects their Hashkafas HaOlam is an Ola, totally burned. How can you take something that's Kadosh and eat it? A Kohen eating it, a Bilam eating it is impossible. So that's why their karban must reflect their Hashkavas HaOlam, and that's why we only accept an Ola from non-Jews. Then the Menachas Chenuch goes into the discussion of Smicha, leaning on the animal right before Shechita. And he has a whole long discussion about Smicha. What happens by smicha, most of the time, if it's for an aveira, if it's a carbon that was brought for an aveira, then we do vidui, one confesses while they're doing smicha on the animal with all their might. If it's an ola, Chazal say an ola is brought for bitul aseis, not doing a mitzvah, or a los aseis shenitag laseh, which doesn't have malchus, so you bring for that, or even on machshavos shel aveira. Chazal say, hirhur, machshavos aveira, that's what a carbon ola also comes to be mechaper for. That's also Rav Sarutskin, Rabbeinu Bachai as well. Sarutskin says a little more expanded, that's why the first carbon discussed in Vayikra is carbon ola, because it's ba lechaper on machshavos. And machshavos is the first thing even before the aveira itself, so that is why it's the first one in the Torah. And the continuation is, who does smicha? Women don't do smicha, and ketanim might not do smicha. He has a fascinating discussion. Please look at it. We don't have time to go into it. If somebody is pater from smicha, can they do smicha? Because there's an isser of doing work and using kachim. So maybe if one is pater from smicha, they're not allowed to do smicha. Or maybe not. Once there's a heter to do smicha, and it's not considered avodah b'kachim, so maybe one is always allowed to do smicha. Okay. Towards the end of Os Zayin, the Menachas Chenuch quotes the Rashi in Eir ben Daf Nun, which says there's even a bracha on smicha. Rashi there says, it's talking about a suffik carbon. He says, oh, because it's suffik, you don't make a bracha on the smicha. Mashma, from that Rashi, that you do make a bracha on regular smicha, it's fascinating because we don't find that anywhere in Shas and anywhere in the other Rishonim. But that's Rashi in Eir ben Daf Nun. Right after smicha, one does shchita. The Menachas Chenuch talks all about the details of shchita. Hopefully we'll talk about that at another time. We have many karbanas to discuss. He talks about suffik. And after Shechita comes Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the first avodah that has to be done by a kohen. Kabbalah sadam, you catch the blood. Yilchatchili, try to catch all the blood. You then walk it over to the mizbeach and do zrika. To mention an ola zrika, what does an ola get? An ola gets two zrikas on opposite corners, on diagonal corners of the mizbeach. The north, says the Minchas Chinuch, are in the northeast and the southwest corner. Those are the two corners. And when it goes on the corner, it splatters onto both sides of each corner. So it ends up, that's called Shtayim Shehein Arba. Two that are really four, it ends up being on all four. Only a Chatas needs on each corner and on the Keren. And the Olas also, the Zrikas are done under the Chuta Sikra, under the midpoint of the Mizbeach. So it's two Zrikas on opposite corners of the Mizbeach. Again, there's a lot more here, but we'll stop, and Hashem, we'll get a chance to discuss a lot more of Inyani Karbanis in the coming days.